Good morning again.
Good morning.
Perfect, perfect, perfect for today. Perfect message for us. As we dive into our third week of the series, Living the Christ Idea. And today's topic is divine order, trusting the unfolding path. So, the first week of this study, we talked about the spark within, awakening to our divine identity, coming into the awareness that we're not just bodies that house a spirit, but we are spirit experiencing life through the lens of the physical realm or these bodies. And then we talked about the law of mind action, shaping reality through thought. You know, when we choose life-affirming and spiritually aligned thoughts, we can co-create a more fulfilling, abundant life, because we are what? We're expressions of the divine. And our thoughts, they carry on divine creative potential. So I gave you homework last week. And the homework was, I invited you to examine the patterns that you hold in mind and the stories that you tell yourselves. Those are some things, if they're not aligned with spirit, you might want to give another thought about where you're letting your thoughts wander, where you're letting them float and fly. So, Eric Butterworth, he's a Unity minister and author, and I like this quote of his. It says, the real source of renewal is the inner recognition that God's activity is always at work through us, guiding us to the next best expression of our lives. Wow, I love that, don't you? That's the desire, that's the goal. Who else wants to be the highest expression of divine energy that we can be? Am I alone in this? Oh, okay, I was getting ready to leave. I want to be among like thinkers. That's the goal. Through all the twists and turns of this called human existence, it's hard sometimes to remember that there's an order in the universe. Divine order is at work in our lives. And when I talk about divine order, I'm talking about a sacred rhythm to life. And it's often revealed what? Step by step. Step by step. And in quiet moments in your mind, you get these nudges and these subtle turns. And when we listen to them, wow, things begin to open up for us. They begin to unfold. Trusting the unfolding path means what? It means surrendering to the need to see the entire map instead of walking in faith guided by the light of spirit. Now that sounds great, doesn't it? The only issue is we've been programmed to need to be in control. Think back of some of the decisions you've made. You've made them wanting to be in control of whatever is appearing in your life. I like the Hamburger Place's expression. We want to have it our way. And we want to have it instantly, like right now. But the pathway does not always unfold in an instant, although it could. It could happen like a snap. But usually there's a process. In one class we were in, I kept hearing, there's a process. There's a process. I found experience work out so much better when I release control of the outcome. When I embrace divine order, knowing that everything is working as it should. That's one of my new favorite affirmations. Things are happening all around me, but I know everything is working as it should. When I align myself with the Christ presence within. My, oh my, we can go through some experiences, can't we? Not all of them are warm and fuzzy. However, and I found this quote somewhere, I don't know who said it, but just like a seed beneath the soil, our journey often germinates in darkness before it breaks through into the light. Yeah, we may not understand the timing of things that are happening, and we may not understand why, but we can trust the process if we do the work. Yes, there is work to be done. You can't just expect it to fall into your lap complete already. Because you have to do some changing in your mind, in your thoughts. There is wisdom within that is always at work within us. Have you ever thought about that? There's something in you that is always working things for your good, orchestrating connections, putting you in the right place at the right time, letting the words of your mouth go forth and gather what it needs to manifest. And you know, that doesn't happen because we know the outcome is going to be good. That happens because we know the source. And the source of all good is what? God. Spirit. Divine energy. Whatever your name for it is. That's the source of all our good. So don't get me wrong. I always have to say this. That trusting the unfolding path is not passive. It's an active choice to listen. And not only to listen, because sometimes we listen and we don't do anything. Have you ever had that happen? You listen, but you say, oh, I can't do that. I'm not worthy of that. Oh, that's not for me. The thing is, it's an active choice to listen, to respond, and most of all, to remain open. To remain open to the unfolding good that may not be visible. When we seek divine order, and that is the workings, the smooth process of things, letting go of control of the outcome. When we seek divine order, what we're doing is aligning our thinking with spiritual principles. Love, faith, gratitude, and trust. The spirit within us as our source. The alignment, this alignment with all those things invites a flow where life's experiences fall into proper place and unfold right before us. But you can't hold on. You have to let go. You have to, as Eric Butterworth says, you have to get it in the flow. Don't barricade in because something's uncomfortable. Don't barricade in because something is not as you think it should be. Relax and let it flow. Listen to the ideas that circulate around in your mind. And then remain open. Everything is a possibility. You believe that? I believe it. All things are possible. All things are possible. Will they all happen? Well, maybe not. But it's a possibility. And when we begin to do possibility thinking, our world opens wide open. Because we know the source of all our good. And in the New Revised King James Version, Romans 8, verse 28 states, "We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose." Now, this assures us as believers that in difficult circumstances, energy is moving to bring about a positive outcome, aligning the ultimate purpose of our lives. And it's crucial to understand in this passage that good in this context may not always align with our immediate desires or understanding. Good is about our transformation into the likeness of Christ and our participation in things eternal. Love is eternal. Believe it or not, peace is eternal. Because it's in us. We look for all these things outside of us, don't we? But it's in us. And when we realize that, that's when we make the transformation. That's when we are uplifted. That's when our lives begin to unfold because we, as Deborah said, we let it be. We let it be. Thank you for that song. That fell right in with the lesson today. So when we look at the scripture, I want to just talk about a little bit more. We know that for those who love God, all things to work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. All things includes both positive and negative experiences, events and circumstances, all things. If you turn your thought to know, all things, are working together for your good. It makes a huge difference in how things will unfold. It's not just the good things that work for good, but it's also the difficult stuff, the challenging, the painful. Anybody have any of that in their lives? Yeah, just begin turning those thoughts. Work together is not always apparent to us that this is working for my good. It's not always apparent, but it says for those who love God. We love God, don't we? Because we love all in the universe. We open our hearts and our minds. We may not like the behaviors, But that's a whole different story. You look through the appearance to the Christ that is within that connects all of us together. We're one. We're one. Proverbs says, and I want to give you this scripture because the main ingredient in this is trust. The main ingredient is trust. We're taught to trust some things and not trust others. But if you don't trust the Christ unfolding in you, what are you going to put your trust in? The main ingredients is trust. Proverbs 3:5, verse 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your paths straight. Now, when we hear the word submit, some of our hairs go up, don't they? But it's just surrender to what is. Move with the flow. Listen, if you do the work, you're not going to be misguided. The path may not always be clear, but I like taking one step at a time. Giving thanks and gratitude for knowing the source is pulling everything together for my good. So divine order shows up as inner guidance and opportunities. Opportunity. Have you ever fully trusted and all of a sudden the solution to whatever it was appeared? Yeah, that's a beautiful feeling, isn't it? When you know you've surrendered to what is within. I'm a living witness. I'm standing here today because I trusted. When they told me to come before the people and speak, I'm like, what, me? But rest and trust. Let Spirit work through you. There's a message in all of you. You could come up here and stand here and give your testimony, and there would be a message in that for all of us. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, said, "We are surrounded by spiritual forces that are always working for our highest good. When we align, let's make that connection, when we align with the divine order within, our outer life begins to reflect that harmony." Now, if you take this lesson and you don't practice it, you don't try it on precise, always think about, when I go buy a pair of shoes, I have to try them on. I don't just buy some shoes because the size thing says it's my size. Anybody do that? Always try them on. If you hear these lessons and you don't try them, they're just a bunch of words. The learning, the faith builds through the experience. So, yes, there is homework. And what I want you to do this week, when faced with challenging circumstances, I want you to first release and let go. Let go of the resistance, the need to control the outcome. Let Holy Spirit, which is the activity of God in you, let it guide you. surrender to that which is within you. Something that we've been talking about lately in unity is reframe. See the situation through the lens of divine order, knowing everything is working for your good. See it differently. What seed of growth might this experience be sowing in me? Think about that. The appearance, the experience. What seed of growth, remember, growth begins in that darkness. What seed of growth is this experience teaching me or showing me? Yeah. And then reassure yourself. Reassure yourself by trusting that creative mind and law are guiding the sequence of events towards a harmonious result. Now, if you don't hold these thoughts in mind, if you don't keep them in mind, if you just say, oh boy, this is happening again, and let that woe is me slam you, you're just going to be stuck. But try this out. Release letting go of the need to control anything. Let this Holy Spirit within you lead and guide you. That's going to require you to take a few moments and sit still. You don't have to sit 4 hours. Mm-hmm. You know, it can just look out at a sunrise or a sunset and say, wow. Reframe, see it differently. Turn it around in your mind. Know that somewhere in that experience is a seed of growth. And once you let it flow through, I've always told you, experience do not come to stay, they come to pass. Listen for your steps, how to move through. The wisdom is within you. And keep this thought in mind. Every situation is a symbol with meaning. If we listen beyond the surface, beyond the appearance, the story reveals a lesson that Spirit is using to shape our character and destiny for our highest good. Know that, practice it, take it, use it, and then come back and tell us how you feel. Then we have a good results as a result of this. So now let's practice now ourselves. Let's take some time in prayer and in meditation. Let's affirm together first. I always like to begin with the Lord's Prayer because it sets the tone, it sets the space. It brings us into the sacredness of the moment. So let's affirm the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive us our debts, but deliver us from evil. For this is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Always, when I say the Lord's Prayer, in my mind, I bring it down to the personal, and I have to remember when I get in front of a group that I'm leading a group version of it and not my own personal version. Take the Lord's Prayer and make it your own. Make it what you need to fulfill your steps and your pathway. So take a deep breath in and gently release. Let your heart just fall wide open. You are safe here. This is a sacred place. You are held in divine love and surrounded by the presence and the power of Spirit. And as you breathe, imagine yourself standing at a threshold asking, what in this moment am I to learn? What's inviting me to learn? What is the next right action that I can take today? I am surrendering in this moment, letting go of the need to control, knowing that there's nothing in my life that has to be rushed through to the finish line. With each breath, there's a gentle light rising within me. This light is a Christ presence. My inner compass, my divine assurance that I am worthy, that I am able to move through experiences. And this light shines steadily. Even in transition, even through change, I let the light of Spirit fill my heart, my mind, my body, and my path. And if at any point in time, any doubt or fear arises, I bless it and release it, knowing that I am not alone. Breathing in and breathing out, I take a moment to rest and trust. Rest and trust. Letting Spirit speak to me, to my very soul. Letting peace fill me, flowing through like a river. And I rest in this moment, in the quiet, trusting the rhythm of my soul. And I take just a moment in the quiet. And as I prepare to return to this moment, I carry the light within me. It's now ablaze. I let it guide my path. I let it guide my choices. It reminds me, I am becoming a spiritual being, first and foremost, that I was created to be. I am blossoming. I am loved. Then take another deep breath and release, gently returning to this time and space. Opening your eyes. Looking around. Knowing that you are loved. Our affirmation this week is in your bulletin on your insert. And it's simply that I walk in faith, trusting that every step is guided by divine wisdom and love. What a powerful thought. Let's affirm that together. I walk in faith, trusting that every step is guided by divine wisdom and love. Holding that, feeling the vibrations of that. Invite someone in that you know would benefit from knowing this. Surround someone, place them right in visualization before you. Speaking directly to them, let's affirm. You walk in faith, trusting that every step is guided by divine wisdom and love. Feeling the vibrations of that, going forth to reach and touch. And we think of ourselves as community. This church, this spiritual center. Trusting that every step that we make in our oneness is guided by wisdom and divine love. So let's affirm this for everyone together. We walk in faith, trusting that every step is guided by divine wisdom and love. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. Amen.